as bells ring out from the Sumter Amphitheater. The Papillion Area Community Theater's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame comes to life. A musical derived from the minds of Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, The Hunchback of Notre Dame is a story about acceptance, perception, and control.
I did a lot of research about the Roma before beginning this project, and what I came to understand that there's so much misinformation out there about Romani people and their culture and customs. So much of what we know is based on the influence of others and their perception of Romani people and actually not fact. That was a guiding light for me. We talked heavily on this theme when blocking the song In a Place of Miracles. So we really have kind of gone on that idea of influence and how others influence our brains and what we think and what we know and history. Quasimodo experiences this instantly with Frollo. How much of Quasimodo is even deformed and how much of that is Frollo's perception of Quasimodo? So we've kind of played on that idea too, is like, how much of Quasimodo is actually deformed and just how does Frollo see him and how is that depicted towards the audience?
Director Mary Dixon says that this is her fifth show for the Papillion Area Community Theater and talks about the amount of opportunity the show provides for local performers.
We have a 30-person choir on stage that's just behind the actors. So we have a cast of 30 and we have a choir of 30. Just the sound of the bells and the Latin that the choir is singing is really like the most pure influence that we should be hearing. For people that don't know, Papillion Area Community Theater is under the umbrella of Papillion Arts Foundation, where we have Papillion Area Community Theater, Papillion Area Singers, and Papillion Area Band. We always have partnered really well with PAC Band when it comes to playing in our live pit, but this summer we have our PAC Singers on stage too. So of all of our productions, this is like the most Papillion Arts Foundation supported production.
The cast of the show also finds the emotional depth of the characters, as well as the complexity found between the lines of the script.
I'm huge on script analysis. As a theater teacher myself, I just think if you're not doing script analysis, you're not doing your due diligence as a director, as an actor, all of the above. My Quasimodo was one of my former students, and it's Joey Westerdale. He's a student at UNL right now. He is wonderful to work with. He was in high school as well. We just work really well together. He really understands script analysis. And that's something that was so important for us with this character, because you really have to risk a little bit with Quasimodo because the character is hard of hearing. And so you have this form of Quasimodo when he's around other people that needs to be hard of hearing. But what you need to be careful that you're not mocking someone with a disability or things like that. And he is just phenomenal. And our Frollo, Mark Thornburg, has been in shows all around and is just so wise and such a good scene partner. And Tatiana Sandoval, our Esmeralda, is just like electric. Every time she's on stage, you're just wowed by her and her empathy and her emotion for the character.
Talking about the music, Dixon relays her admiration for the songs and lyricism baked within the show.
I just think that the lyrics in the show are so powerful and meaningful and smart. The only other thing I could say for myself is just that this show has been a dream to direct. It's one of my very favorite shows. Stephen Schwartz is my favorite composer of all time. And I just think that the music is beautiful in this show. So if you're a choral music fan or if you're a musical theater lover, I think that this show is just gorgeous to listen to even.
The Papillion Area Community Theater's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame will be showing from July 10th to July 18th. More information can be found at pactheater.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.